You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 47. And if you've ever struggled to get everything on your list done and feel like time is slipping away faster than you'd like, you're going to get a lot out of today's episode. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired business leaders and entrepreneurs. Today, I'm going to be talking about time and how to get more of it. And one of the things that I think oftentimes steals our time away is what we do to try and get money in the door. So if you're looking for some strategies to make the money flow faster and really be able to use your time more effectively, I think you're going to love my rapid cash strategies. There's 10 of my best techniques that I've done for my own business as well as my clients' businesses to help them get a quick cash infusion. And the best part, it's totally free at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now, let's get into the episode. One of the things that often goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur, heck, let me say that differently, being a human being, is there are time bandits that are constantly stealing our time away. And the more we try to get the next level, be able to accomplish more, get ourselves organized, it seems like these time bandits can really start to wreak havoc on our day. And so I wanted to cover some things to help you gain control over the time bandits in your life. And honestly, I started out with three, but I might slip a couple more in just to make sure I've covered all the bases. But how do you know if you're susceptible to time bandits? And if you've not heard that phrase before, well, what is it, right? A time bandit is something that tends to sneak in and steal your time away. And oftentimes you think you're being productive, but you're not. And I think we're all susceptible to them. When you start multitasking and trying to accomplish a lot, you're really susceptible to them because oftentimes we're letting things steal away our time. This can be an interruption. It can be your team, who really does mean well, interrupting you out of your productivity mode and you now getting sucked into a problem or something that needs to be done. It could be a well-meaning friend who's used to coming by and knock, knock, knock. Hi, what are you doing? Want to have some coffee? I've got some things I want to share with you, right? When we work at home, it's almost like people think it's a license to come over and hang out. Thank goodness I live far away from most of the people I know. I don't have that problem. Or maybe it's just because people know I'm in my office, I'm focused. Hey, if you've got kids and you work at home, a lot of times they need attention and next thing you know, your day's gone. There's all kinds of time bandits. We could make a list of them that would probably get through three sheets of lined paper. But for the sake of today's episode, I want to talk more about the things that you can do to control those types of issues and get more time out of your day. And one of those things is knowing what your high payoff activities are, not just in general, but for each day. I don't know about you, but it seems like depending on what's going on in the business or maybe even in my life, those HPAs that I like to call them for short might change over and over and over again. So if we're in the middle of a launch, I might have high payoff activities that are going to correlate back to that launch versus if I'm just in everyday mode, I'm going to have different HPAs. You need to know what's urgent and important that's going to move the needle forward every day. So I think a very, very great practice to gain control over your time bandits is to have a little meeting with yourself before you jump in and start checking emails in the morning. But after you do your morning power routine, if you haven't caught that one, go back and listen to, I believe it's episode 31 of the Amplify Your Success podcast here. It'll explain what a morning power routine is. But let's get back to today's topic. If you don't know what your HPA is for the day, make sure you have a 5-minute review of what has to be done that day so that you're clear. And one of my mentors taught me really, really early on, and I actually used to give out these cute little sticky pads that had three lines on them. And I would tell my clients or, you know, an audience I was speaking to, write those three things down. You don't finish until they're done. but you don't get distracted by anything else. Those are your three most important things. Working in priorities of 3 to 5 helps keep your overwhelm at bay. And it also helps you keep control over distractions, because if you know those are the three most important things you have to accomplish, it's so much easier to say no to a distraction that could actually take you off course. So starting your day with absolute clarity of what has to get done is a really important way to keep control over your time bandits. Now, this leads to, let's just call it 1B. So if know your high payoff activities is 1A, then this is 1B, and that is you've got to have boundaries. And boundaries are hard for some people because they're so ingrained in them to people please and put other people first. And so if you're one of those people that has a really, really tough time with boundaries, or you're kind of bored with your project and you're looking for any excuse to do some laundry, work on the boundaries. What do you need to do to make sure that you stick to the commitment for your high payoff activity? Do you need accountability? One of the things I do with my clients is if they're having a tough day with keeping on track, I'll have them email me in the morning what they need to do and email me in the evening what they need to get done. So there's some accountability. When we work for ourselves, we don't have a boss hanging over us. And so sometimes it's helpful to have a mastermind partner, maybe your spouse, but most spouses don't really want that responsibility, or your coach to help out with a little bit more extra oomph. So have a way to have boundaries to protect your high payoff activities for the day. Now, if you don't know what your high payoff activities are, that's a whole nother conversation. But in essence, it's the things that when you do them that day or you do them overall, they are moving the needle rapidly and you know they produce a result. So you need to know what those are to really be effective with your control over your time. Now, let's get into the second one. And this is a strategy I've been teaching for probably close to 12 years, maybe. And it's called time chunking. Now, I don't like to think of time as linear. I'm a huge fan of liquid time. Again, that's another episode I did really early on in the podcast because it's so cool to think about how to use your mindset to overcome time constraints. But time chunking is something different. So instead of trying to control your time, it's about grouping like activities. And why time chunking works is that it allows you to get into momentum. When you have momentum, you are more effective, you're more productive, your mind stays focused, and think of it like you're gaining energy, inspiration, and momentum the deeper you are in a like activity. So I am a big fan of batching projects on one day and batching client-related conversations, trainings, workshops, enrollment conversations and all of that on other days. So the way it works for me, which maybe will give you some inspiration, is Mondays are my Monday morning is basically blanked out. We don't schedule things except for once in a great while there's a interview or something I can't control. But Monday mornings are my time. Monday afternoons are writing and project time. So I have a meeting with my book writing partner and then I'm off into the writing mode. So Monday afternoons are protected for writing. Tuesdays are project days. That's when I meet with my team. It's when I have a couple other events, like my mastermind group meets that day. I meet with my team. I meet with my bookkeeper. And then, you know, we can work on project and planning on that day because it's a like activity. So it's goals, visioning, project-related activity. Wednesdays and Thursdays are almost always clients, unless I'm traveling. So clients, workshops, meeting with potential new clients, anything that has to do with that activity. And then Fridays are an open day. I'm a fan of the 4-day work week. So I like to have Fridays off. Now, because I take Monday mornings off, sometimes I'll work Friday morning. There's some meetings that tend to happen on Friday morning with one of the groups that I lead. So I take Friday afternoons off. And or I keep it open for whatever I feel inspired to do. If I'm inspired to write, I'll write. If I'm inspired to work on something, I'll do it. If I want to go have lunch with a friend, I'll do it. I like to keep my Friday afternoons for playtime. And what that helps me do is two things. One, It allows me to have downtime. It also allows me to have what we call slack time in the project management world, where I have a place to put something that can't fit in my week that's important. Now, this time chunking technique is important for two reasons. One, it gets you into a routine that makes you like 50 times more productive. And if you have a team, it helps them. It's almost like you kind of train and create this repeated behavior of using your time in certain ways. Then they know the days that they're most likely to be able to connect with you for input and guidance. So time chunking is really important to gain control over time bandits. Oh, actually, there's a third benefit. Because when you know what's in your time chunk and you've got something that you're trying to schedule, you can schedule it so that it fits into your flow instead of it going, all right, I got to completely stop everything I'm doing and go over there. And now I'm going to be multitasking and I'm not going to be as effective. It allows you to make better decisions for what you say yes to. And if you're going to say no to something because you realize it doesn't really fit anyway, it's not really in the flow of what's high payoff to me and the people that I want to serve. So time chunking has a lot of payoffs. I highly encourage you to do it. And in the beginning, you may actually want to print out a week and color code those times. Or if you use Google Calendar like I do, you can block those times in your calendar with colors. All right, what's the third tip? The third tip is something called gatekeepers. And I guess this might kind of fit in a little bit to accountability and boundary support as well. And some people, especially if they have a really, really tough time just saying no, they need someone to help keep the gate closed so that people can't get to you without an appointment and a real understanding if there's something that's worth having the conversation around. There's a couple of ways you can do gatekeeper. The first one I'll explain through a former client. I was working with a man for several years named James who had a real hard time with distraction and getting pulled out of his priorities into other people's urgencies. And so what I realized was that he was giving out his cell phone to every single person. It was on his business card. It was on his website. And I think on one level that made perfect sense because he wanted to be accessible. But what was happening was that he could not focus on his real role and the things that needed to be done because people could get access to him at any time of the day or night. And his wife was a little frustrated because they'd be having dinner. Next thing she knew, he was disappearing to deal with a client issue. There's a lot to be said about having a phone system where people have to call and it leaves a message but notifies you, or hopefully having an assistant that answers the phone to screen the call and really route it in the most effective way possible. And by the way, when you do a good job of hiring an assistant and you train them well and you create good systems, they can handle a lot of those things and you don't even have to get pulled into the weeds. So that's the gatekeeper concept. And if you can't, or if you don't think you're at a place that you can afford an assistant, get the phone routing tool. It is going to save your sanity. It's going to help you create time. And then what you do is you have a time chunk for when you make follow-up calls, or you have a time chunk in the morning and the afternoon when you know you're going to check the messages and deal with client-related activities so you're not getting pulled out of other important business when someone else has an urgency. So those are my three key tips with a little bit of a fourth one in there to help you overcome those time bandits. Now, I want to give you a little exercise, and I think this is super important. Consider this your coaching tip for the day, a little coaching exercise to help you regain your time and be more productive. I want you to keep a little notebook with you, or if you have an iPhone or a smartphone where you can take notes, you can do it on your phone as well. And I want you to track for a week to 2 weeks the distractions, what pulls you out of productivity, what pulls you out of something that you're in flow on, or what, you know, when you find yourself getting distracted or taken off course, and the things that, are more exciting than what you're working on, keep track of them. These are your time bandits. And then I want you to notice the things that you never got to. Those are the things that you're allowing to fall by the wayside because of those time bandits. And I really want you to prioritize the things that are on that list of what I really wanted to get to but never did? Are they a one, high priority, high payoff? A two, yeah, they've got a big payoff, but they're not my highest priority. Or three, they're just a nice idea, and honestly, I'm never going to probably get to it. You can delete those, and then we want to figure out why you're letting other things steal your time away from those goals and big dreams. When you figure that out, this is the time to get a coach and help you really improve your productivity and get your strength, your power, and your motivation full force on your dreams. All right, so that's my tip for today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Come on over to the show page and tell me a little bit about what hit home for you today, melaniebenson.com/blog. Also, if you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.